Now we're continuing our we're doing a couple of days on Birchas HaMazon, a couple of days on different ideas relating to Birchas HaMazon. Let me begin with one interesting idea. Birchas HaMazon begins with Zimun, when we have more than three people. Rabbi Sai Nivarech. And the tzibur responds. The people, if it's 10 people, 3 people, whatever it is, they respond, Yishem Hashem Mivarech Mi'atavi Adula. It's interesting, where else do we have this idea of asking people to say, to bless, Birch HaSator, that's correct. And where else? Kedusha. Nikadesh. There are striking similarities between the nusach of between Kedusha and Zimun. Kedusha, we say Nikadesh es Shimcha b'olam, k'shem shmakti shmasa b'shmeim k'agusol yadav yachav v'korav zel zevi amar. The shliach tzibur, basically he says to the tzibur, Rabbi Yisai, let us sanctify Nikadesh es Shimcha b'olam, k'shem shmakti shmasa b'shmeim maron. And the tzibur answers, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzivokos. And then the tzibur says, Baruch Shem, and then they say, Yimloch Hashem. Okay, so we have here, when it comes to benching, similar. The person designated to lead the zimun, he summons the other two, or the other, the minion, Rabbi Yisai, let us bless Hashem. And they say, Yishem Hashem, Baruch Me'atav Erlam, Bereshus, Baruch Shechalnu Mishlo, Baruch Shechalnu Mishlo, V'tevo Chayinu, and then they proceed to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Birchas HaMazon. So being that both Birchas HaMazon and Kedusha begin with a request of the leader to the people that are assembled to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be that there is some deeper significance between the two. I think it's a very simple idea. When we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh every single day in Ashrei V'Litzion, we actually translate and explain what these words mean. What is the first word, Kadosh? Hashem is holy in heaven. Right, let me read you the V'Litzion. In V'Litzion we say, after we recite the first Kadosh, where is Hashem Kadosh? U'mekablein dein min dein, v'amrin Kadosh, Bishmei Miroima. The first Kadosh, Hashem is holy in heaven. Next, what's the second Kadosh? Kadish al Ara, on the earth. Oivad Givurte. What's the third holiness? Kadish Leolam Uli Olmei Olmaya. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Kadish Leolam Uli Olmei Olmaya. We have three different words Kadosh, and the three different words Kadosh correspond to the three different places, two different sanctities. Holy in heaven, holy on this world, and holy in Zman. How many brachos are there in Birchas HaMazon that are deraisa? Three brachos. The first bracha is Hazon, which was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu to thank Hashem for the man. The second bracha was instituted by Yehoshua to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. And the third bracha was instituted by David and Shlomo to thank Hashem for Yerushalayim and for the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the first three of the, there are total of four, we mentioned, yes, there are four brachas. The first three brachas are deraisa. The fourth bracha was midrabanan, who was established by the Chachamim after Beitar, after the people of Beitar, after they were buried, as a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle, the body is not decay. But the first three brachas, according to the Gemara, are deraisa. And so what I want to suggest here is, let's review the steps. Both benching and Kedusha begin the same way. When, of course, there's a group where the Shliach Tzibur, one person who, the leader, he makes a request of the followers to join together in giving praise to Hashem. Kedusha, what is the response? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem Tzivakos, which means Hashem is holy in heaven, Hashem is holy in the earth, and Hashem is holy in Zman. What is the response when we bench? So the simple response is, Baruch Shechalnu Mishalo. The response is, we thank Hashem that we have eaten His food. But on a deeper level, what the response is, we respond by saying the first three brachos of Moshe's bracha, Yehoshua's bracha, and the bracha of David and Shlomo. What is Moshe's bracha? What is Moshe giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? For the man. Where did the man come from? Heaven. Lechem Abirim. It's food of angels. What's the first Kadosh? Hashem is holy. Kadosh Bishmei Miroma. In the highest heavens. What's the second bracha? Birchas Hamazon? Nodu l'cha Hashem Elokeinu al shenchaltel avoseinu Eretz Chemda Toivu Urchava. It's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael of Yoshua. What's the second Kadosh? The second Kadosh is Kadish Al Ara Ovad Gevurte, the earth. What's the third Kadosh? The third Kadosh is Yerushalayim. What's Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is basically Kilo, is the establishment of the permanent Kedusha L'olam Ul'olme Olmaya through the Malchus of David. The whole process of leaving Mitzrayim, traveling in the Midbar, waiting 440 years Kiloi Bosem Ad Ota El Hamenucha V'El Hanachala. This past week's Haftorah, Parshas Shmini, that the Aron is in an oil, is in a tent. It's not in the Beis Arozim because it has not yet been selected the permanent residence dwelling of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that will go endure L'olam Ul'ol Ne'omaya. The Malchus of David, that's part of the many psukim in Haftarah, this is Parsha, and elsewhere, is that Hashem promises the Malchus of David will endure forever. Lo Yomush, the Shechinah will never go away from David and not from Yerushalayim. David and Yerushalayim are go hand in hand. The Kedusha is the permanent dwelling place. So I think there's a very powerful similarity, connection between the Birchas Hamazon and Kedusha. Let's review the steps. Now we're going to go a step further. Just want to get the basic steps. Both Birchas Hamazon and Kedusha, the leader says to the Olam, Rabbi Yisai, let's praise Hashem. Kedusha nekadesh eshimcha boilam keshem shemach nishma so b'shmei meram harasol yad v'yecha the karzel zev yamar. What's the response? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. What do those three words mean? We say every day what it means. Hashem, you're holy in heaven, you're holy on the earth, and your holiness endures forever and ever. In benching, the response of the tzibur is really the same response, just more elaborate. Okay, they respond right away. Baruch shechalnu nishov tvochayinu. Okay, that's just the warm up. That's just the hakdama. But we elaborate. What's the elaboration? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. The first kadosh is the man, the lechem abirim, what came out of heaven. Shemayim. The second kadosh, Eretz Yisrael, is the earth. The third kedusha is that the kedusha is here to stay forever. When you come to the Yerushalayim and Beis Hamikdash, this is the permanent hamokim hashros hashchina through the establishment of David and Shlomo, and that's the third kadosh. Now, what's the next thing we say in kedusha? Baruch kevod Hashem mimikoymoi. It's a very unusual expression. The word mokoim, where do we use the word? We use the word mokoim. The word mokoim is a word that's used when there's hester upon him. When we cannot pinpoint HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's hard for us to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we say? Baruch HaMokim, the base Ovel, how do we give Nechama to an Ovel? HaMokim Yinach, why do we say HaMokim Yinach? Because when a person is in the matzav of din, of suffering, of a tragedy, of loss, you can't really see the Yad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at a distance. Even the greatest tzaddik, Misa is a time of Hester Panim. So, Hamokom Yinachim. We have to be makir, although you cannot pinpoint that Kadosh Baruch Hu is actual Shechina, you can't see the Shechina, but we know the Shechina is the Hamokom Yinachim Eschem Esor Shavei Litzion. Likewise, the Seder, all the Mepharshim says, why do we introduce the Dalet Banim with the word Baruch Hamokom Baruch Hu? Because the four children, they're troubled children. The tzaddik is not asking questions. There are more than four children. There's a tzaddik. The good child doesn't have any questions to ask. He's not looking to make trouble. The four children are troubled. The chacham is not a tzaddik. Everyone says the chacham is not a tzaddik. The chacham is a wise guy. The chacham, according to most of the commentators, he has trouble. He's at risk. It's one approach. Not everyone agrees, but basically he's at risk, and he's intellectual. And you have to deal with him on his level. He has good questions. You have to teach him. You have what to work with. Then you have the Tam, and the Shinim Elishal, and there's the Rasha. Four different types of children, but the common denominator is there's not what you would like. It's not ideal. It's not the ideal situation of a tzaddik. And therefore, you introduce them, Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. No complaints. No complaints. Baruch Hashem, we have what to work with, and everything will work out for the best, and these children will be rehabilitated, and will become tzaddikim gemurim, and it's natural, that's the way the world goes. That's the way the world goes. But you start out with hamokim. When you're dealing with difficulties, you need extra dosage of emunah, and when you need emunah, you have to come on to Iraq. You recognize that there's a degree of hester panim, and you need to come on to mokim. What do we say? After we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadoshem, Tzavokas, Melochavis, Kadosh, what's the next part? What is it? Baruch Yimeru, Baruch Kivoid Hashem, Ninikoimoi, Mokoim. What's the fourth Baruch of Yuchas HaMazon? Haruge Beitar, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Churban Beis HaMikdash is no picnic. It's Hester Panim. And when it's Hester Panim, it's not so easy. You can't say Zek Heli V'Anveyu. There's no pointing. I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is at a distance. It's in the category of Mokoyim. And here, when we're coming to commemorate, even though there was such great Tzara, the Haruge Beitar, which represents the tail end of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Beitar took place 52 years after the Churban. Beitar is an extension of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Churban. It was a Churban, okay, but there was still a Yishuv of Jews living in Beitar. It wasn't the end. There was still hope yet. Haruge Beitar was a terrible tragedy, but yet their bodies did not decay. And they saw in that a glimmer of hope. They saw the Hashkocha, the Yad Hashem, even in the deepest time of Hester Panim, of the tail end of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's why they established the fourth bracha. So the fourth bracha corresponds to Baruch Shem Kivoid Malchuso Li'olam Voed. And then what do? What comes next in Kedusha? Yimloich Hashem Li'olam Elokeich Tzion L'dor V'dor Haleluka. We yearn for the future. Yimloich Hashem Li'olam Elokeich. Hashem Yimloich is in the future. That is the next part of benching, which is really Minhag, all of the Harachamans. Harachamon Yizakim L'mos HaMashiach. Harachamon.
A lot of people don't say it.
A lot? Oh, that's a day. A lot of people don't say it. I wouldn't say a lot.
And that's where you can insert something.
That you can insert things. I wouldn't say a lot. That's a dangerous thing. It's an essential part of the Birchas HaMazon. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's a very sacred part of the Birchas HaMazon, and no one's telling anyone not to say it. Anyone out there that's not saying it is being encouraged to say it. Some people didn't have a tradition. I know there are certain things. Oh, I don't do this. You know, I don't say these. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, there's no such thing as oh, I don't say that. It's not correct. You say it. Today, maybe I just don't have time to say it, but you do say it. No one says, I don't say. Those are very important prayers. That falls in the category of Yimloch Hashem Liam, just like in the Nusach of the Kiddush, that's not the Ikar. For example, in Shacharis, the Shatz does not say, finish off, you never heard a shliach tzibur, not that I know of, that to say those words, and the tzibur responds, Hashem yimloich li'olam voed. We say it in kedusha, but that's not you heard that. That's not the ikur. That's not the. It doesn't seem to be the correct minhag, at least not that I'm aware of. But it's not part. That's a third level.
Yeah.
That's the third level. Just like in Birchas HaMazon, there is a third level of Birchas HaMazon of all of the Harachamans, which are not on the level of the first two, not even the second level, but it's also it fits into that same theme. So I think it's a very, very geschmack idea to see the connection between the Birchas HaMazon and Kedusha. In Kedusha, there are three parts. Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kvod Hashem in Mekoymoi, Yimloich Hashem Li'olam L'karach Tzion. The three parts are introduced with a request by the leader, and the followers respond. We have the same exact pattern in Birchas Hamazon. A request is made, Rabbi Sai Nivarech. Let's bless Hashem. What's the response? First we respond, Kadosh, 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 the Baruch of Moshe, the Baruch of Yeshua, and the Baruch of David Shlomo. Then they respond, Baruch Kvod Hashem in Mekoymoi. That's Beitar, Mokoyim, a recognition of Hashem is with us even in times of Hester Ponen. And then the third response, Yimloich, may Hashem rule in the future, Li'olam Elokeach Tzion. We make many requests at the end of Birchas Hamazon, which are all focused on the future. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please bring the future, Yimos HaMashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi, B'Tzuras Tovos, and different expressions of asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mashu the Shechin upon us in the future. So there's a very interesting correlation between Birchas Hamazon and Kedusha. This is one idea I want to share with you. Okay, another idea I came across, I found to be fascinating, is why is... Yeah?
In Birchas Hamazon, in the second part, the Yishem, people add words. By the
Rishus. Okay.
They add all sorts of words.
Okay, that's all, that's part of the Rishus.
No, but I never found that in the Siddur.
What do they add?
Rishus HaKohanim, Rishus HaKohanim.
But that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Rishus HaKohanim. In Yiddish. Herzu Lavoy Yisrael Yivarech.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Because people are talking, you want to get their attention. Okay, it became I don't know why all those things are added. Okay, but you do say, because the bracha really should go to the kohen, he gets the bracha.
He's the first priority.
He's the first priority, so when you are giving it to someone who's not a kohen, he has an obligation to really take permission from the kohen.
They add other words.
They're not correct. There's no need to ask the Levi, which is HaLevim, that's wrong. You never need to. No, Rabban, that's Derech Eretz. Rishus HaRav, because if the Kohen does not get it, then it should go to a Talmud Chacham, to the Rav. So that's correct. It's Derech Eretz. It's Minhanimus. It's Derech Eretz. What about saying Rishus HaBalas?
Why is it in the Siddur?
I don't know the answer. I don't know. I always wondered, I always searched. Now I found for a Gabbai on Shabbos, they make a Mishra Berach. Can you show me a Siddur where it has the Nusach of the Mishra Berach? I searched high and low. Now I found one. Someone recently printed one. A new Chumash, a Shul Chumash, which has the whole Nusach.
The Deir Shul Chumash?
No, not the Deir Shul Chumash. No, different Chumash. They published the Nusach, but the same Mishra Berach for someone who gives a... after you get an Aliyah, you Mishra Berach. I was saying who you worry has... Bavu, there's a whole. I don't even know what the nusach is. Not in the Siddur, no. Not the regular. They make a regular Mishra Berach for the person who got the Aliyah.
Yeah.
Then they make another Mishra Berach, Mishra Noda.
Oh, that's a bad word. That's
why people talk.
Right.
No, seriously.
Many shuls don't do it.
Have eliminated the second Mishra Berach.
Okay, so correct. In the Young Israels, they never made that Mishra Berach. Where I daven on Shabbos, they only make it on Yom Tov. They only make it on Yom Tov, they make that Mishra Berach. They only sell the Aliyahs, where I daven normally on Shabbos, they sell the Aliyahs on Shabbos, and they make the second Mishra Berach on Yom Tov. Shabbos, the whole year, they never saw them sell the Aliyahs on Shabbos, never, and they never made that Mishra Berach. On Yom Tov, they sell the Aliyahs one time a year, on every Yom Tov. And they make, if someone wants, they make that second Mishra Berach. Now, yeah. That's not there. The Art Scroll Mishra Berach has the standard Mishra Berach. For a Bris Milah, the standard. A lot of what it's in the Art Scroll you can find in the Siddur.
Which one are you looking for?
That second Mishra Berach. Tell me the Nusach.
You give money?
Yeah.
That's Harav.
Yes. No, they say there are other things. There's more to it. And that part is, but the beginning part is a little more elaborate. The beginning of the bracha, believe me, there I'm going to try to get a hold of it. I'm going to show you there's more to bracha. So I don't know. It's a good question. Not everything is in the Siddur. I don't know. Okay, let's go to another idea. It's interesting that in the benching, in the end of the benching, there is a harachman, harachman yivarech es ishti.
What does
You may. Where do we find in the nusach of tefillah where you being mispaver salt a tefillah for shadochim? We don't have all together, not explicitly. It's this peremes, but you don't have anywhere in the entire nusach of tefillah where you mispal for a zivuk. You know somewhere where you mispal for a zivuk and the davening openly. They find 50 remazim for you. We think different things which allude to zivugim, but explicitly no. What about being mispalel for? But it's a very interesting idea where you openly ask Hashem Harachamon who you varich es ishti. See if they were making.
You don't say it because ishti is like you, she's part of you. In other words,
but in Benjamin we do say it.
Look at the Kiddush on the Kiddush Shabbos morning. It doesn't say ishti.
Ata uveisach ishtach ata. It says Beisacha, Beremes, Bayis. Exactly.
Why does the
Bayis is the Isha? So you don't want to say the wife because it's not Sneas. So you say Bayis. The pasuk says Bayis. She's the Ikeres Habayis. Ikeres Habayis.
They say Binchor.
Okay,
that's so.
So she's
that part of the
Bayis. So that furthers the question. So that emphasizes. So why then? After we say benching, we have all the harachamon. So harachamon here is the regular harachamon who yivarech oisivs ishti. Isn't that in the nusach every single bencher? So if today they were writing this nusach of bench, let's say today they gave it to the charedim to write the nusach of benching, I can bet you. They would not even have a havamina to write in the benching harachem uivarech oisivs ishti because you're not allowed to mention a woman. Women are out, right? Isn't that no pictures? What in the nusach of our tefillah? You don't have anything explicit about nashim, about women. Torah is machshav women. There's nothing. There's no question that Torah is not. But it's a nida of tznius to refer to the isha indirectly. I'm not making up. This is pashut, right? This is simple. Yet the benching goes against the grain of the nusach tefillah, where we openly ask Hashem, husband openly asks Hashem to bless his wife. Openly, in front of the entire table, right? You're sitting there with 50 guests, and you're benching, and you say, "Harachamon hu yivarech oisivs ishti."
Simple.
Yeah.
Who prepared that great meal that you're benching?
So what? Who did everything for you in your life? Everything. So in davening also. Who? In davening is the same thing.
This is very direct. You're benching on a meal that you just.
Okay, so what you're saying is that. So what you're saying is true, but it's truer than you think. What do I mean to say? There's a pasuk that says this is a chazal. There's a mitzvah hafrashas challah. You bench only when you eat bread. Before you eat bread, you have to. When you make bread, you have to prepare the bread. How do you prepare the bread? You have to prepare dough. When you prepare dough, what do you have to do? You have to be mafresh challah. Who has the mitzvah? Who gets that mitzvah? The wife. And in fact, it's a pasuk. The mitzvah fresh challah is miyuchid for the woman. Let me find the pasuk. It's a gemara. It's a gemara. Let me find the pasuk here. Reishis as here is the pasuk. Reishis arisoy seichem titnu lakayin. The first of your dough you shall give lakayin. Lehoniach bracha el beisecha, so that bracha shall descend el beisecha. Chazal darshin. Who is beisecha? Zo ishtecha. Not that your property shall have blessing. Why did the pasuk directly connect beisecha to the mitzvah of hafrash haschala of reish arus seichem titnu lakoin? Because she is the one that is mafresh challah. It's her mitzvah. Being that it's her mitzvah, she gets the bracha. When she gives the challah to the koyin, the koyin, the recipient, Therefore, only when it comes to bed, this is really what you're saying, but it's not just because she made the meal for you. It has to be traced to a mitzvah of the Torah. Since in order to permit you to eat this piece of bread that came into your mouth, it was tevel. There was a requirement that challah be separated, and she, the wife, was mekayim that mitzvah and took away the chiyuv misav deshamayim of eating tevel, mechuyev to publicly b'fnei am v'eda say harachamon hu yivarech es ishti. Very interesting. And if it wasn't because that she had the mitzvah of hafrashas challah and took away the avera, she wouldn't get the credit. Maybe you'll find me in the pasuk in the benching probably 20 places where it's merumis the wife. Okay, you're merames to the wife. The entire Torah is merames to the wife. Merames to the wife. Derech tznius. But explicitly, b'fnei am v'eda ishti, my wife. Yeah, because of hafrashas challah that permitted you to eat the piece of bread. Yeah.
Find another reference where you've mentioned
the wife, yeah.
Publicly.
Yeah.
Or wife. By Yekum Perka, and we say that from Yishabera, I'm saying over in Ziagavi Rav, it's called a call, I'm saying, and call to us a Kaddish Haim.
Unashem. There, it's true, but it's a little bit more indirect, because it's Unashem, it's there and their wives. Here, it's personal. My wife. My wife. It could not be more direct. It could not be more explicit. It's unique. In our liturgy, it's very unique. It's not, we're just brainwashed because we do it every single day. We don't think about it. But I guarantee you, you take someone who never saw this, take a Haredi, I don't mean a negative term, you take a Bezdin, you know, a Bezdin Tzedek, and you tell them, you write a Nusach of benching. Will they ever think of writing a Nusach directly and indirectly? No, they would never do it. Yeah?
Here's the second Mishnah Berurah.
No, that's not. This is not the second Mishnah. This is the first Mishnah Berurah.
No, that's the second one.
This is the first. No, this is the first.
First.
Look, yeah. This is the first. This is the standard Mishnah Berurah. They make this in every shul. Mishnah Berurah, who yivarich es bavur sholuch v'ramakam.
Each ola completes his mitzvah. The gabbai calls the next ola. Then blesses for those.
Right, it's the first Mishnah Berurah.
No, I made a mistake. It's this one here, right?
Oh,
here.
This one. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Who yivavur? Okay.
Prayers for others. This is the second one.
No, it's more elaborate. It's not what they say. They say more things. I'm going to show you. Okay. I see what you're saying. Who yivarech es bavur sheyitein stuck bavuram. Okay, fine, okay. I stand corrected.
What?
I stand corrected.
Mr. Bloom.
Ashokoyach. I'm going to bring in, though, the other one that's a little more elaborate. But, good, excellent, okay.
The more elaborate is twice high.
Okay, now let me go to another quick idea. We say in the benching, we praise Eretz Yisrael, Nodul Hashem Lokein Olshin Hatlav, Eretz
Chemda.
Toivu Uruchav. What does it mean, Eretz Chemda? Eretz Chemda, a desirable land. The land is, it's desirable. That is the simple understanding of the word Eretz Chemda. I saw in the Sefer called Nachlas Sodeh, Hagod Nachlas Sodeh, another interpretation for Eretz Chemda. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, space pasuk in Yirmiyah, V'etein l'cha Eretz Chemda, Nachlas Tzvi. What the pasuk in Yirmiyah does is awesome. It defines Chemda. What's chemda? The chemda, the delightness of the land, is that it is a nachalas tzvi, an inheritance of a deer. Now tzvi, we know, means a beauty. We know that Eretzol is called Eretz HaTzvi, which literally means a land of beauty. There are many midrashim that explain why is Eretzol compared to a tzvi. A deer, the skin expands to accommodate the basar. If a deer is slaughtered and is skinned, the skin shrivels. And when you look at the skin, you look at the meat, you say to yourself, there is no way in the world this amount of skin can cover this body. It's impossible. How in the world did it cover the body? That's the nature of the skin of the deer is unique in that it is elastic, it expands. Eretz Yisrael could only hold that many people. But the Kedusha of the land allows it to expand and to accommodate as many people as come. It's a spiritual land. There's no, it's a oimdim tzifufim or meshtachavim revachim. It's a spiritual. That's a very popular approach to explain the meaning of Eretz Hatzvi. Again, literally it means a desirable land, a beautiful land. We know the famous Medrash, Eretz Hatzvi. It's a land that expands, accommodates the people. There's another interpretation, there's a Medrash. The Medrash compares the Tzvi to an Ayol. A Tzvi, Acht, Yishon, the Basar Dam, one of the Parashas Ro'eh, the Pasuk talks about the meat of a Tzvi and Ayol, and there's a Medrash. The Medrash explains that the nature of a Tzvi is always looking back. An Ayol is always looking forward. A Tzvi, as it runs, it always turns its face back to see what's doing behind it. What if someone's coming after it, who it left behind. That is the nature of a Tzvi. So, in the Sefer Nachla Sodeh, he takes this Pasuk in Yirmiyah and gives us a novel interpretation of what it means, Eretz Chemda. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah itself translates Eretz Chemda. Hashem says to Yirmiyah, I'm going to give you, tell Klal Yisrael, the etin l'cha Eretz Chemda, a desirable land. What does it mean, desirable? It is the Nachalas Tzvi. Nachalas Tzvi modifies Eretz Chemda, the inheritance of a Tzvi. What is the Medrash say? Why? What is it, the nature of a Tzvi? It's always looking back. It's always looking where it came from. Klal Yisrael was exiled. Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Hatzvi. It's always looking over its shoulder. When are we going to come back? It's always turning backwards to look behind what's doing over there. The land is not going anywhere. The land is stationary, but its children have been exiled. The land turns around and is looking new. When are you coming back? When are you returning to me? So when we say in the Birchas HaMazon, Al Shenchal Tulavoseinu Eretz Chemda, doesn't just mean the land itself is desirable. It means the land is yearning for us to return. Eretz Chemda can be substituted with the words in Pasuk Yirmiyah, a land that's Nachalas Tzvi. And according to the Medrash, the nature of a Tzvi is that it turns around and it's looking what's doing behind it. So when you take these two together, you go to the Nusach of the Benching, the land of Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Chemda, because the Chemda, the specialness, the delight of the land is that the land itself is yearning for us to return to it. We simply translate the word Eretz Chemda, that we look at the land, we, oh wow, this is a good land. It's fertile. It's the weather is great. The food is great. It's an Eretz Chemda. No, don't look at the land from our perspective. It's Eretz Chemda from the perspective of the land. The land is a land which is yearning for its children to come back to it. This is a very novel interpretation according to the Nachla Tzvi. Yeah, sorry.
Nachla Tzvi could have another spin. The Tzvi, when he's always running and looking back, he's always checking.
Right.
Little of its babies are still with him.
Right, okay.
That's
exactly what the land is. The land is always looking for this inhabitants. Are they with us? Are you with the program? Where are you? What happened to you? You disappeared.
Right. For, you know, the baby does.
So that's what the land is looking for its children. It's looking for us. It's not that we look at the land, oh, land is a delightful land. The nusach is the land is looking for us. It's a whole new twist to understand what it means, Eretz Chemda, based on the Pasuk of Yirmiyah. Okay, another idea, we mispalel Harachamon, let's go to jump to the end of the Nusach, Harachamon, end of the Harachamon, who Yelichenu Komemios Liartseinu. What is the Nekadosh Baruch Hu shall take us Komemios, upright? It's one of the Harachamons. Harachamon, who Yisparach, Where is Arachmon? Here we go.
Holichenu
kom miros liartzenu.
Holichenu kom
miros liartzenu.
It's an Arachmon
lachalem of the other boys. Arachmon, Arachmon.
This the one you're talking about? This one here? Come with Israel,
yeah, 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 yeah. Harachon Yeshbor Ulaylam Yaltam, who Yesh Yolichenu Komemius? What is this expression, Yolichenu Komemius? So I saw something interesting, again, I think it's from the Nachlas, and I'm not, I saw it maybe somewhere else. Is what's the difference between a man and an animal? A man stands vertical. An animal is horizontal. When one is horizontal, where is the heart? Where is the mind? The heart and the mind are on the same level. What human being stands vertical, the mind is above and the heart. That's the difference between man and animal. Man, the mind is in control. Koimimius, koimimius, the mind is above the heart. The animal is the mind and the heart are equal. The person lives, follows impulses. So what we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu is that we come back to Eretz Yisrael, it should be, we should come back as human beings. In other words, we should come back on a level of Kedusha where we control our impulses. We are Kedemius, upright. The mind controls the heart, represents a higher degree of Kedusha. Okay, another quick idea. We ask in the benching that we should not come lidei matnas basar v'dam. So what does that mean? Matnas basar v'dam.
You shouldn't depend on others.
Others. So it means more than that. It means you shouldn't depend on your own family. Basar v'dam is always used in the Chazal as an expression, yeah, which means you own basar v'dam. Not just stam, basar v'dam out there in the world. Basar v'dam, achapam etzen me'atzame basar me'besari. Adam region said about Chava. We find Lovin said, ach atzmi u'besari ata, you're my bone and my own basar. The expression basar v'dam in Tanakh, in Chazal, doesn't just mean mankind. It means your own relatives. Unfortunately, when a person has to come onto his own relatives, that can be an extremely uncomfortable, sometimes better when a person, Rahman al-Islam, is in need to come onto others and not his own relatives. It all depends on the situation. Coming onto one's own relatives can be a humiliating and embarrassing situation, and therefore that's a whole new insight into what we are misspelled for in that part of the bracha. Okay, hey, one other quick. Okay, well, if we could, we misspell in the second bracha for four different things. Bris Mila. Okay, what do we think? We thank Hashem for the land, the Eretz, which is Chemdet Haruchava. The Al Shahitze Son of Shemachin Reis Mutan Vesavodan. The Al Berischa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Berischa Shechasamta Bivserenu. The Al Tairoscha Shalim Adetanu. Torah, and the Gemara has a drash. Anyone does not say bris and Torah and Eretz and Mazon, lo yatsa yideichavah. So the unique features of the second bracha again are: we thank Hashem for the Mazon, v'yalachilas Mazon sha'ato zon mefarnes osanu. We thank Hashem for the bris mila. We thank Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. And we thank Hashem for Torah. Right? That's what we say, V'al Torascha Shalim Adetanu. The Roshei Tevos of Bris, Eretz, Mazon, and Torah spell Be'emes. Be'emes. And the Gemara says, Kol Mokam Shnemar Be'emes. Be'emes Omru. You have that in the Gemara very often. Be'emes Omru. Whenever it says the MS, that's the halacha. Whenever an opinion is expressed in the Gemara with the term the MS, that's the halacha. These four things are essential. Halacha has the connotation, it's something that you have to do. This is practical. It's not a matter of you know, theoretical, maybe, yeah, maybe not. You can sit like this. When you have halacha, this is the way it has to be. Kol be'emes amru lahalacha, these things are extremely essential for a person to be makir that come from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bris Mila, to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Bris Mila represents the idea that we are the Am HaNivchar, we are separate between what differentiates us between us and Klali, us and the nation of the world, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Zanu Mefarnes Osanu. These four things spell out the word Be'emes, called Be'emes Halacha. These are things which are extremely essential. Okay, we have a lot more things to do. We'll have to leave this for tomorrow.
Go ahead.